Hello, welcome to my podcast. This is Kinsey Polina, and today as guest I have
Alana Rogers
and Maddie Walter.
Today we will be discussing the case of Adnan Syed and Haymin Lee. So I just wanted to start this out with, I really liked Serial. It was something different. It was a way for us to connect and just see different cultures. How about you, Maddie?
My overall impression of Serial was good. I liked their episodes covering every possibility and every suspect, and it really narrowed everything down, and it definitely revealed certain parts that they were trying to hint at you that they think who it was.
Right, and I definitely agree. How about you, Alana?
I liked learning about Serial, and I liked watching it because it really taught me about shaping the world and how individual experiences can affect others, like, in others' lives.
Yes. So, what did Serial teach you at an individual level? In other words, what can somebody learn about how to live their own life better? To me, Serial taught me even the little lies mean a lot. How about you, Maddie?
Serial taught me that I need to pay more attention to things I do daily and to not take advantage of someone because you never know what could happen to that person and anything is possible.
Right. How about you, Alana?
It taught me not to, like, jump to conclusions or else myself or others will have to pay the consequences, like how everyone jumped to the fact that Adnan killed Hay because he's her ex and stuff, so, yeah.
Right. So, another question is, what does Serial show its listeners and about listeners about the American justice system? How about you, Maddie?
Serial shows the listeners about the justice system that they're very biased and it makes them look kind of bad because you can tell that they are telling Jay what to say and that most of it is scripted. You can just tell that they're not trying to do any further investigating. Once they have something, they just kind of stick with it, and I feel like that's what they're doing with half the case.
And to me, Serial shows that the American justice system is kind of a little unfair, being that in Serial, a lot of stuff was held from the people of America. The justice system was keeping it to themselves so that way they could form their own case to make their case right. How about you, Alana?
Well, I think this can be answered, like, only if you've decided if he's guilty or innocent, because the people that think he's guilty will say that the American justice system, like, did Haymin Lee and her family correct, but then if you think he's innocent, then you'll say that it's, like, rigged and stuff. So I think it's just based off of what you believe it is.
Right. Another thing is, what did Serial say about relationships? To me, I thought this was teaching relationships can be bad in certain cases, but in certain cases they can be very good. How about you, Maddie?
I think Serial talks about a lot about relationships and shows that basically you're not really safe anywhere you go. You can't, like, even in a relationship where you're supposed to feel the safest with someone, you're still probably in the most danger because you're so vulnerable. And it just shows that, like, really anyone can get you at any point in your life and anywhere you are. So you have to always be cautious and careful.
How about you, Alana?
I think that, like, the foremost thing that it said was that you really don't know everyone like you think you may know them. And, like, how people thought they knew Adnan, but then they came to the conclusion that he was guilty. So, like, we all think we know our friends and we think we know what they're capable of until we don't. So, yeah.
Right. So, what does Serial say about American society? To me, it tells that American society is a joke. There are detectives not giving all information. There are people fighting amongst family about this case. How about you, Maddie?
I feel like Serial has a lot to say about American society. It also says a lot about them being biased. Once they have a theory or story that they choose to stick with, their only goal is to find evidence that will back up that story so they can get more people to hop onto their story and their idea of what happened the most. That way they can, like, go for that. And it's kind of, in a way, them being lazy because they're not having to dig deeper.
How about you, Alana?
I agree with Maddie. I think their American society is really biased and not very open. So I agree with Maddie.
Right. What does Serial say about the search for truth? To me, it says that the truth does not just come out. Sometimes in life, you have to search for it. Sometimes you have to figure out what happens. How about you, Maddie?
What Serial has to say about the truth is you're better off just telling all what happened and being completely honest rather than lying about it, because if you sit there and you're not honest, it can get you way worse than just telling the truth. Even if it's a little lie, it can still get you really bad, so you have to be careful.
Yeah, I agree with Maddie. Like, digging up the truth in the past can, like, reopen harsh wounds, but it also can provide answers. So, like, you're better off
knowing than not knowing. Yeah, and sometimes exactly. You're better off not knowing than knowing. It just depends on the situation. What would you say is Serial's primary message? I kind of think that the point is one decision can change everything. Like, in life, one little thing can change everything you're doing in life and can change the way you look at life and the way you proceed to live your life.
Me?
Yeah.
I feel like Serial's primary message is that you never know what's coming at you in life. Anything's possible, and you always have to be ready for the unexpected.
Right. That's a good quote.
Just throw you random curveballs.
Alana, how do you feel?
I feel like Serial's main, like, point and moral is that you can, like, get through whatever life throws at you, basically, like Manny said, Mackenzie. Like, Adnan was locked up for 20 years, but Kristen said that most people don't think he has a life, but he has, like, a life in prison, and so
right.
It just shows that you can get over whatever.
Right. How does Serial fit into our unit of shaping the world? To me, I think it fits by these people are shaping our world. These are our generations to come. And so once one person messes up and does bad stuff in the generation, it affects not just your generation, but the future generation. Maddie, how about you?
Serial fits into our unit of shaping the world because it's showing us that the police need to video investigations from the get-go. And instead of police and detectives needing, like, they need to stop having the theory at the beginning and using the evidence to their theory, they need to do the opposite and go into the case using the evidence to create their story and theory rather than the other way around.
Right, how about you, Alana?
Serial fits into the unit of shaping the world because the whole podcast is, like, surrounded by the truth, and when people pursue the truth, it shapes our world into a different place. And basically, like, an individual's experience can greatly shape the world and other people.
Right. So to me, I think that Adnan is not guilty and that everyone around him knows he would never do something like that. And I think characteristics really show a big thing in this story of being that before this whole thing happened, he was actually a good student. He actually tried really hard to get along with people. So what is your guys' verdict? Do you think he's guilty? Because I don't think he is.
I believe that Adnan is innocent. I feel like, yes, there is a part of Adnan that was part of the case, but at the same time, I don't feel like he's the one that should be put in jail for 20 years, and I definitely do not agree with the consequences he's gotten. I feel like half the case isn't fair to him because they're not even giving him a second trial to try and plead his case. Like, they literally are giving him no chance to talk. And overall, I feel like, yes, he had a part in it, but I feel like Jay had a bigger situation to do, and I feel like the stories are flipped.
How about you, Alana?
One theory I had since the beginning of the podcast is that the police came to the conclusion that Adnan was guilty based off of, like, flimsy evidence, and then they simply, like, geared all of their other evidence towards fitting their theory that he was guilty, and then they knew that Jay was a drug dealer and had information about Hay's murder, so... Jay knew he could get sent to jail, so in return, Jay complied with the cop story that Adnan told me.
And I agree. Thank you for listening to our podcast. This is Kinsey Polina.
Maddie Walter.
Alana Rogers.
Thank you. Bye.